We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
927, talking about Attorney General Barr's press conference just now as it relates to the Mueller report, which will be released. If he was talking Eastern time in about a half an hour and given to, I guess, on CD-ROM, delivered to the Congress people, and I presume it would be posted online at the same time. Andy Smith, our guest director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. Before we went to break, I asked you, Andy, there were texts about if we knew there was something going on, should there have been an investigation launched by the Obama administration that was still under his watch? Was an investigation being conducted, and that's how we knew it happened? Clear all that up, would you please, if you can?
I don't know if that's going to be in this report or not, because I think what they were looking at was specific evidence about collusion between the Trump campaign and Trump himself with the Russians. We do know that in the past that that Obama had come out and said something about the Russians being involved in campaigns, but that I don't know if that applies directly to this. So it's just really too early to say. There's going to be speculation about what was going on, who knew what when, mm-hmm. Who didn't act on things, and this whole process. Barr said that this has consumed the president in the beginning of his presidency. It's going to continue for the rest of his presidency, even if he gets reelected. This is not going to go away, regardless of what happens.
The other thing that caught my ear, I guess, was, I might be wrong, but they gave the redacted report to the White House counsel or the White House. I don't know if there's a distinction mm-hmm. between the two. And the president to check for the president to see if there was anything over which he wanted to exert executive privilege. And I believe Attorney General Barr said in the interest of transparency, the president said no. Is that accurate?
Yes, he did give it to the White House, White House counsel, which is the counsel for the president as the president, not the president as a person. Mm-hmm. And the White House counsel would have had the opportunity to redact parts, and the president used, because of his executive privilege, could redact things that he felt were inappropriate.
But he didn't.
They decided not to. Then it was given to the president's personal attorneys, and they had the opportunity to read it since he's the subject of this. They didn't have the opportunity to make any redactions, but they didn't offer any redactions either anyway. So there were no redactions made to it by the president.
But in terms of no claim of executive privilege, I got to believe you got to put a check mark in the president's column for that one.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the things that Trump has been saying all along when he says no collusion. He would know if there was no collusion. So he would know that if he had any reason to fear something being released in the report that might show collusion or obstruction, and it's probably to his benefit to say, nope, I was being honest all along. I was being straightforward all along, and now there's evidence of it.
You know, all along we have said that, and I've said the president, he knows what happened, and mm-hmm. he knows that the investigation is either going to exonerate him or the investigation is going to convict him. And apparently he knew that he didn't do anything wrong. And I think, again, that's a big check mark under his column that he chose not to claim executive privilege over anything. Thank you, Andy. I appreciate your time on such short notice.
Great to talk to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.